Ronan Kelly is here with the first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Thanks, Mary. Three wicker coffins. That's the image on the front page of the Irish Examiner. The tragedy of the Bowden family. The three coffins containing the remains of car crash victims Una, Kira and Saoirse. My girls, all gone in one go, is the headline on the front page of the Irish Daily Mirror over a photo of David Bowden carrying his wife Una's coffin. The Irish Times says that the funeral heard that the day he was told of his family's deaths, David Bowden was about to fly home to spend their first night together in their new home, a semi-derelict cottage they'd renovated. The Irish Independent reports that the family's two dogs died in the crash. David Bowden said that this brought him solace, as Kira loved them, and the fact that they're all together comforts him. The other main story taking newspaper space this morning is housing. The Irish Times front page reports that the government has started work on setting up a new agency dedicated to handling migrant accommodation. Inside, the Times tells the story of a derelict site in Dublin and explains why it's been like that for so long. It's a row of eight dilapidated shops and houses in the Coombe, and Ronan McGreevy's analysis describes it as the first sight a new mother experiences when she leaves the Coombe hospital with her new baby. His piece details the to-ing and fro-ing between the developers, the council, the planning system and the courts that have led to the site being left now so that a tree has sprouted from the ruins of one of the houses. Coincidentally, today's Irish Examiner is a piece on a site in Cork that's been derelict for 21 years because the council and developer can't come to an agreement on what's to be done with it. The council in North Dublin, Fingal, is mentioned in a report in the Irish Sun. The paper says that a woman and her six-year-old daughter are about to be evicted this week from an apartment in Swords because the landlord is selling up. The council had agreed to buy the property under the tenant in situ scheme but then pulled out. Elsewhere in the Sun, a report from the coroner's court in Dublin yesterday. It's from the inquest into the death of a young woman from Lusk. She'd attended hospital with heart palpitations and shortness of breath. She was told she was having a panic attack and on leaving the emergency department was given a bag and told to blow into it if she experienced the symptoms again. The inquest heard that the woman died 3 days later from clots in her lungs. The coroner was told the hospital had a policy of carrying out a blood test for clots if a doctor is clinically concerned, but hadn't done so on this occasion. The Irish Independent reports that the young woman's mother told the inquest that her daughter had collapsed at home and that her last words to her were, "I'm scared." At yesterday's inquest, she turned to the hospital's representatives and said, "For future reference, a blood test, please, no matter what you think." Elsewhere in The Independent, a nature story that has prompted one of the most unusual headlines of the day. The article tells us that Germany is trying to limit the importation of elephant trophies from Africa, but the president of Botswana says this would impoverish his country because of the rise in the number of elephants not being culled. He said Germans should try to live with so many elephants. The headline, Botswana threatens to send 20,000 elephants to Germany.
Ronan Kelly there.